Art, if you're a Seahawks fan, who do you root for?
Well, I know Seahawks fans are hardwired to dislike the 49ers, but I'm going to suggest pulling for San Francisco because it's just going to enhance what's going to happen next year. I mean, the Seahawks fans can't do anything about this year. They're just spectators. And sure, it's fun to not like Jim Harbaugh because he's Jim Harbaugh and he's arrogant and dismissive and all the kinds of things that make him easy to villainize. But really, I think the idea of San Francisco being the defending world champs that the Seahawks have to play twice is a great way to set up the Seahawks for next season. What they have to do is match that talent level, match that effort and coaching of the 49ers in their own division.
And not to mention the bragging rights that they beat the world champions and handed them their last and worst loss of this past season.
Exactly. Yeah. At December 23rd, the Seahawks cleaned the clock of the 49ers, 42-13 at CenturyLink Field. And you can bet that John Harbaugh, the coach of the Baltimore Ravens, has been studying that film a lot to see how the Seahawks beat the 49ers by almost 30 points. And that really does tell a tale. The Seahawks played probably their best game of the year and finally got a win over Harbaugh because Harbaugh had dominated the rivalry since he and Pete Carroll were together here in the NFC West. They go back a ways to college days when Harbaugh was at Stanford and Carroll was at USC. Harbaugh was clobbering USC and then at the end of one game went for a two-point conversion instead of one, which was an affront to the unwritten rule that you don't pile up the score when you're way ahead. And Carroll confronted Harbaugh after the game and said, "What's your deal?" And so ever since then, when the two teams get together in the pro level, it's the "What's your deal" bowl.
Right.
So that just adds more spice to what I think is really the best and only rivalry in the pro sports scene that Seattle has.
That's what I was going to say, is there's just not much here because we're so isolated.
You're right. You know, the Mariners don't have a rival, and really to have a rival, you have to be good yourself, and the Mariners are not. And even the Sonics at their height didn't have a rival, despite the fact that Portland was just down the street. That was, I guess maybe in the 70s when both teams were really good, there was something going on there. But I never sensed that in the 90s or the 2000s when the Sonics and Blazers got together. So this is fun to have a good rival that so many people just naturally are disinclined to like. And then have that rival be very, very successful sets a standard for which I think the Seahawks should aspire to. And then when, you know, they do break through, I shouldn't say when, if the Seahawks break through, you're going to really have something special going between San Francisco and Seattle, and it should be a lot of fun for a lot of fans.
Another reason you say for Seahawks fans to root for the 49ers, it's an opportunity to cheer against the Ravens' Ray Lewis.
Yes, the most annoying linebacker in football. he is a shtick. He's an act, and I'm worn out of it. You know, he had that, you know, very serious legal trouble 13 years ago when he was charged in a double murder in Atlanta and was not convicted, lack of evidence, and did get a misdemeanor obstruction of justice charge. And he did settle with the families of the victims for a large sum in a civil settlement. But it never was resolved. It never has been clear just exactly what happened that night. And Ray has gone on to be somewhat of a beloved celebrity because of the way he acts and shows his emotions. And the thing that wears me out is that he attributes every good outcome for the Ravens as an act of God. And I've never felt God to be a football player, you know, or really care about game outcomes. And so that's wearying. That's tiring. And if he goes, ends his career, as he plans to do, with a loss, that makes me happy.
And just a side note, Russell Wilson is in New Orleans, the Seahawks rookie quarterback. He's been doing interviews this week talking about the Seahawks, and he did steal some headlines leading up to the Super Bowl with his performance and the other Seahawks' performance in the Pro Bowl.
Yes, the Seahawks had six players in the Pro Bowl, and they all made a noteworthy contribution. And Russell Wilson had three touchdown passes. Again, it's an exhibition game, and you know it doesn't count for anything. But again, demonstrated to the world that this is a very special guy. The Seahawks really landed on something that resolved their quarterback situation, you know, barring any health setbacks for 10 years. And that is a rare thing. It looks like San Francisco's done the same thing with Colin Kaepernick. So those two are setting up to be the quarterbacks for the next decade in this rivalry. And so it just simply adds to the luster next year when the calendar comes out with the Seahawks schedule. There's going to be big red circles around the two games against the 49ers.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.